Spanish Foreign Minister Miguel Ángel Moratino says President Bongo has been at the private Quirón Hospital in Barcelona for more than 2 weeks. He told reporters that the Gabonese leader is very ill. Earlier this month, President Bongo's government announced that because of his wife's death in March, he would be momentarily suspending his activities as head of state for the first time since taking power in 1967. But the government in Libreville is rejecting Spanish media reports that the president is suffering from cancer. In a nationwide broadcast on state radio and television late Thursday, presidential spokesman Robert Arangobert said Mr. Bongo is in Spain for a few days of rest following the intense emotional shock of his wife's death.
Le président de la République séjourne actuellement à l'hôpital Quirón de Barcelone.
Baer says President Bongo is at the hospital in Barcelona for a complete medical checkup so as to regain his health and return to Gabon to continue his activities as soon as possible.
La présidence de la République tient à préciser que, contrairement aux allégations amplement diffusées par
Baer says that contrary to the allegations of some media, the president has not undergone any surgical procedures. Baer says these media allegations are meant to undermine the spirit of the Gabonese people in order to destabilize their thinking.
Comme tout être humain, fut-il chef d'État, tout homme peut être affecté temporairement par des épreuves.
Like any human being, Baer says even chiefs of state can be temporarily affected by personal hardship. And like any human being, he says President Bongo is taking this period to rest. Baer says the president is being kept up to date on important issues, while state institutions ensure the continuity of government operations. Gabon's constitution says Senate leader Rose Francine Rogombe would take power as acting president in the event of the president's death. She would have 90 days to organize new elections in which she would be ineligible to run. Scott Stearns, VOA News, Dakar.